We got no rumors, no reports to break down on today's show. We are just talking facts and quotes from the Vikings front office, as they have had a ton to say over the past couple of days on their plans to move up in the NFL draft. Kevin O'Connell, we got Mark Wolf, we got the whole nine on the Vikings front office and what they are saying about their draft plans. But I want to get you guys involved here early on today's show. Just want to get the pulse of the fan base a little bit. Do you trust Vikings GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah? If you do, it's simple. Just drop a like on today's show. But if you don't and you're a little skeptical on his draft plans, I want you to comment why in the comment section down below. But if you guys support the man, you guys trust his plan, just give me a like and show him some support. Well, let's talk about it. Kevin O'Connell on the NFL draft. That's going to be first breaking down, because I love kind of hearing it from the horse's mouth himself, because we can have all this speculation on who we want as the next Vikings quarterback. But if we start reading quotes, start connecting some dots, you're reading some tea leaves, I think we can figure it out. We got some very interesting quotes from KOC that we'll dive into right now. So this is what Kevin O'Connell had to say on the entire 2024 draft class. He says, "I do think it's a good class of QBs this year, and something that we've really had our eye on, I know, here in Minnesota long before this process started, just knowing the types of players that would be available at that position." And there's no doubt the Vikings have had their eyes on this draft class, probably even dating back before next season, because they knew Kirk Cousins was going to be a free agent and he could end up moving on. So the Vikings, they probably had kind of a couple of players in their scouting, or a couple of members of their scouting department, fully shift their attention to selecting a QBs in next year's class. And then he also had this to say as well about this year's draft class. He said, "If you end up falling in love with multiple QBs in the draft, that's even a better thing. When we acquired another first-round pick, that gave us some flexibility, and this is a very deep draft." And my thought when I heard that was, what if the Vikings just want to stay at pick 11 and pick 23? And what if their thought process was, instead of using this extra first-round pick that they got from the Houston Texans and not to move up, but to just get another prospect? Like, what if they love Jerzon Newton or one of the D tackles from Texas, and they wanted that kind of pick to be the way that they solidify their defensive line? What if that was their plan instead of trading up? Honestly, we've heard countless reports around Minnesota that they are obviously trading up in this year's draft, but you never know. It could all be a smokescreen. We don't know what Kwesi's thinking. We don't know what Kevin O'Connell's thinking. We don't know what Mark and Ziggy Wolf are thinking. What if they are planning on sitting there and maybe taking a quarterback at 23, like Michael Penix, like a Bo Nix, like maybe the Vikings throw us a huge curveball and they go get that Quinion Mitchell guy from Toledo, the lockdown corner, I think he's CB1 in this year's class. And then in the second, or with the 23rd pick, what if they go Jerzon Newton, one of Texas D tackles? And then in the third round, maybe they say, screw it, we're going to go get a guy like Spencer Rattler. I think all options are on the table. This is kind of a wild one, and I don't think this is the most likely one, but you never know, guys. It is definitely smokescreen season here in the off season. But I do want to get to this on what Kevin O'Connell had to say about in terms of a quarterback fitting into his offense. He says, "Our passing game thrives off accuracy, rhythm, and timing. Some of the traits that show up on these guys' tapes, you get really excited about that. But it's also about toughness, football intelligence, the leadership traits I'm looking for. To take what I believe is one of the strongest locker rooms in the NFL and take it to an even better place, that's a dynamic person you're talking about." And when I heard that last part of the quote, the one quarterback I was thinking about was J.J. McCarthy. I think in terms of, you know, the locker room side of things, you know, being a leader, like J.J. McCarthy, all the intangibles you talk about, McCarthy's number one in this year's draft class. But what Kevin O'Connell said at the first part of that quote about getting a quarterback that can just execute the offense the best, that guy reminds me of Drake May, a guy who can get the ball out on time and out on target, make every throw you ask of him, and even have that mobile ability when the play breaks down to go play a little backyard football and make something happen. So, you know, in terms of best fit, I couldn't decide on one. I think it's either one of these two guys, either McCarthy or May. But again, just trying to read the dots here on what Kevin O'Connell had to say. But he did talk about Sam Darnold, and I wanted to share this quote because I thought it was pretty awesome. And, you know, I'm not fully out on Sam Darnold being a solid quarterback for Minnesota. He says, Sam Darnold was a guy that jumped out to me personally, and I've evaluated him at different points of his QB journey. I can't wait to get to working with him, and I think his football is, or I think his best football is ahead of him. And I agree, because you're going to be playing with the best offense you've ever played with in your NFL career. Obviously, you can make an argument. San Fran was pretty loaded last year, but he never really got a full crack at it. But him throwing the Justin Jefferson, throwing the Jordan Addison, throwing to TJ Hawkins, and now having a run game in Aaron Jones, and obviously you have a great offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell. I think the best is yet to come from Sam Darnold. I think a breakout season could happen. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility that Sam Darnold, even if they go get a Drake May or J.J. McCarthy and their plan is to start him right away, what if Sam Darnold doesn't allow that to happen? Because, guys, I think a lot of people think this dude is 32 years old and just written up as a bust. He's 26. He's been in the NFL for a decent amount. He's gotten a ton of smart tutelage and smart teaching from the San Francisco 49ers next season. And with what the Vikings are going to be able to offer him, don't rule out Sam Darnold. Maybe this is a season where he plays really well, and it may not, and his future may not be in Minnesota, and it may be somewhere else, but man, the dude's 26, and he was a high pick in the draft for a reason. Just don't rule out the 6'3", 225-pound quarterback on having a great year. But I want to get you guys involved now on today's show. Give me a number for Sam Darnold's Madden rating. Scale it for me 1 through 99. As it stands right now, probably give Sam Darnold about a 74, 75 overall. Maybe I'll go a little higher. Maybe I'll go 77. But you guys let me know on the on Sam Darnold and what his Madden rating will be heading into the season. Scale it 1 through 99. Coming up next here on the show, Mark Wilf, Vikings owner, had some very interesting quotes about them trading up, but we'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to give a big-time shout-out to today's sponsor, and that is Game Time. If you guys download the Game Time app and use promo code CHATSPORTS, we will hook you guys up with $20 off your first purchase. Game Time, it has killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets, and it is no doubt the best ticket purchasing app out there. Whether you guys want to get tickets to a Timberwolves game, Minnesota Wild game, whatever it may be, go see some college basketball if you're near any of the venues that are hosting March Madness. But if you guys haven't already, download the Game Time app, use code CHATSPORTS. We'll hook you guys up with $20 off. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CHATSPORTS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CHATSPORTS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee. So does Vikings ownership, are they all in on trading up in this year's draft class? Let's talk about it, because you need both sides on the same kind of page here. And this is actually what Mark Wilf had to say, kind of giving the green light to Kwesi on trading up. He says, we love Sam Darnold, but when it comes to the quarterback position, it's certainly critical. Kwesi and Coach O'Connell are working hard. We've got a plan. We've got a plan, and Sam Darnold is a part of it. We're excited he's in the building, and we're excited we have two first-round picks. We will see where it all goes. A lot of flexibility, and we'll see what happens. And just listening to this, like, you could tell, like, the smile on his face if you guys haven't seen the clip. Like, he wants to trade up so bad. And I think he kind of hinted at the plan Minnesota has. It's going to be the draft of quarterback high in this year's class. Have him sit behind Darnold, whether it's for 4 games, 12 games, or the entire season, or maybe even 2 years, and pull a Green Bay Packers route. But no doubt, the Vikings ownership, the Wilfs, have given Kwesi the green light to trade up in this year's draft. Now, I do want to get from this from Kevin Seifert, because he was talking about the overall coaching changes in the building in Minnesota, obviously bringing in Josh McCown and having Wes Phillips continue to develop. He said this to say around some changes. He said O'Connell would transfer some of his weekly responsibilities to OC Wes Phillips, though, so that he can spend more time with QBs alongside new position coach Josh McCown. And I think that's a great kind of plan for the Vikings, because, you know, if you do draft a rookie quarterback, you would want Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown to be in that young dude's ear as much as you can, even if he is sitting. So maybe it'll be more like in the season when Sam Darnold's starting, where it's more of a Wes Phillips and QB1 Sam Darnold at the time, talking about game plan, talking about script. And then Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown are more behind the scenes, grooming this young quarterback. And here's my prediction as it stands right now. I think the Vikings are going to draft J.J. McCarthy after trading up to pick 4. I don't think they're going to risk trading up with the Chargers and then having, you know, it go quarterback, 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 quarterback. And then you're sitting there and you really don't know what to do with pick number 5. And then after they draft J.J., I think they're going to sit him the entire season. Even if Sam Darnold goes 0-16 in that last week of the year, last game of the year, I still think they would roll out Sam Darnold. Just let the man cook. Let Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown cook behind the scenes and really groom a young quarterback and sandpaper his game. I think that's the best choice for the Vikes, and that's what I think is going to happen. But I absolutely love the way the Vikings coaching staff is shaking out right now. We obviously know what Brian Flores is going to do on that side of football. We know what Kevin O'Connell's about on the offensive side. Now with Josh McCown, Wes Phillips, all these great football minds, you guys grade it for me. Go back to school. Give me an A, B, C, D, or F. Grade the Vikings coaching staff as it stands right now. And as always, guys, you guys aren't subscribed. I don't know what you are doing. Help us reach 25K here on the channel. If you guys haven't already, lock us in. Go right down there. Free and easy way to help support the show. And maybe we can hit 25K here shortly. But thank you guys so much for the support on the channel. See you guys next time. Appreciate every single one of you comments and just give me your thoughts because it's awesome. Best part of my day going down in the comment section, chopping up with you guys. We'll see you all next time. As always, Skol Vikes.